under the impression we are still doing that. We just have to figure out if that's still the case or if it's going to be a shutdown. But, yeah, what you know.
Cool. Well, thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
Yeah. We do it, I guess it's for more clarification. Everyone currently believes that we do it for all full-time staff who like is based up at camp. The issue with you is you are based out of Fairbanks, but you go up to camp, so we're just trying to figure out.
If I fit through the loophole, kind of?
We're gunning to make you fit through the loophole, it's just we have to make sure everyone checks all the boxes and stuff like that. And that's where we're just trying to negotiate. Amanda feels the same way. She's like, oh yeah, I mean, he's going up, so he should get a jacket, but we just need to make sure that it all is put aside. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
So,
means a lot. It'd be really nice to have one of those.
Yeah, happy I could help if it works. Sorry if it
doesn't. Well, it's okay if it doesn't, but I feel like I should ask.
She's going to prime voting, and we'll probably talk about it tomorrow for me. Don't you sort of do all the surprises? Because she usually gets put on the spot about stuff, and she has a tendency to stonewall and pressure. So,
yeah.
That's why if you talked to Brian would have said yes.
Okay.
But then it would have gotten done, and then we're going to have like a little
heart-thudding moment.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Brian seems to be very like,
yes, he is. It's great.
Yeah, which is great. And then I guess the player were all like, no.
We backed off a little bit.
Yeah, and it just sucked if that got stonewalled. And so I'll let you know what happens, and you'll probably find out through some other means. But, yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, I really appreciate it. I'm doing winter work up there a lot easier and safer, so.
Yeah. And then Amanda's, she's like, apparently, I wish we could order gloves for people. I don't know, what do you mean we can't order gloves for people?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, apparently that's the thing, we can't get gloves for people. I'm like, put the fucking gloves on the safety pad.
Yeah, that's insane.
I didn't know that. I just thought people had gloves.
I mean, when I went up there last winter, all my gear was self-bought. Gloves, boots, bibs.
I bought my boots and I found out I could have gotten compensated. But yeah, I bought my boots and I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, and this is news to me about boots because I specifically bought a new set of winter boots for work.
So the boots specifically, they got to be safety, like steel toe, composite toe.
Okay.
Ceramic. They have to be like a work boot, not for cold weather. The cold weather thing is an entirely separate thing. I don't think it has a policy for it, really. It's just, I think it's just like if you ask, then sometimes they give it. That was when Sky was here.
Okay.
But for the shoe thing, it has to have, I think it's F2314, some safety rating. And you got to show it to me, and I put a signature on it.
Okay.
So if you want a pair of like regular work boots that can resist impact of something falling on your foot, it sucks that you didn't know about that. I guess we were at like EDC when we did that. You still should have heard about it, but
I remember people talking about it, and I just never like checked back in on it.
Maybe I should go talk to Keith. Keith probably, maybe Keith doesn't know, even though he's in the meetings. But
I think he's a good pair of regular work boots for in here anyway.
Yeah, $200.